Okay, good morning, Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Chet Chai. B'shvat Hashem, it should be a siman. Everyone should have, b'met, it should be Chai. Dedicate the Shirin Shemot to everybody who's died in this war, the soldiers and the civilians, Tzu'im, all you heal, the Chatufim. Turn to mention Daniel Shimon Ben Sharon. What else? Mitzayim Mishnichs Adar Marim B'Simcha. It should be really a month of Simcha for all of us. So I want to go back into start the second wide lines. The Amalei Markish Berayda of Chizur of Ashi. Because we've been trying to prove Abaye had a kasha, right? Let's not forget what's going to be. Abaye had this kasha to where Rabbi Yochanan said that he made a statement. To said Rabbi Yochanan, where was it? It was on where was it? He had a statement. He said that if you challenge a maase beitin lo mar klum. And Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said to him, Rabbi Yochanan, that's a Mishnah, Hotziya get v'eini mo ketuba, and it's not ketuba, gove the ketuba, right? So it's pashut, that because he said that there's no ketuba, but nonetheless you can still claim the money from the ketuba. We're speaking about the 100 or 200 that applies to a ketuba, if there's no ketuba. Why? Because it's a maase beitin. So Rabbi Yochanan said to him, yeah, but that's not a, you're saying it's not a chiddush. If I didn't uncover the shard, lifted the lid off, then you wouldn't have found that margarita and that. Abai said to him, what's the big deal? Maybe it's only where they don't write the ketubah. In the place they do write a ketubah, you have to bring a ketubah. And if you haven't got a ketubah, it wouldn't work. So maybe it's not such straightforward. And then we hear Abaye said, no, he changed his mind. Actually, no, I'm wrong. Because we know that from an Erusin, where there isn't a ketubah, you can also claim the money. So therefore, it obviously isn't the case in the Gemara. Maybe that's not even the case. Maybe from an Erusin, from a betrothal, you would only be able to claim the ketubah if you had a ketubah. If you had a ketubah, you would not have to claim the ketubah. Right? And basically, we prove that you could claim from a ketubah even if you never had a ketubah. So now, Kavdam Akshishan says to Rav Chisni, he says, and where do we know at all that the Amanah gets a ketubah? So he says, maybe you want to tell me, Mihah, because the Mishnah says, did Amalah Nikash, if she got widow, divorce, baby marriage, and baby marriage, suin, govet akol. She gets everything. Now, what does it mean? I think this is what I missed yesterday. Govet akol. Rashi actually mentions it, but I don't think I read the Rashi. Rashi says, govet akol. Bain ketubah shall tenai beitin, tahainu mana la Amanah matam le betula. Bain Tosefet. When he said there, you turn on the Mishnah that she gets a call. What's a call? Even the husband wrote to her, Beitin, Tnai Beitin is that a person has to give if she's a Betula, she gets 200 zuz. And if she's a Be'ula, she gets 100 zuz. And the husband can add what he wants. Right? So he's saying maybe the Tosefet and everything, and that's the proof. He says, but maybe not. Dilma Hecha de Katavla. Maybe the same answer Kabbai said. Maybe that's only where it was written. So he says, "Aviel, I don't understand. If you tell me it was written in Vechitam and Maya, I'm in the Rambam. So then, what's the chiddush? If it's written, it's partially was written. What our whole discussion revolves around if it wasn't written. He says, no, there still could be a chiddush. Why? Lafukah Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, because it's a machloket then ketu learning to now. But there, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria said, shelo katav le lamanat lekonsa. Maybe the whole reason he wrote it was because he intended to marry her with it. It was when he got married he was going to give it to her. But up until the marriage, it wouldn't be." Right? It's true, that's what we need. The Gemara says, on this day, Kanami as well, we can prove from here, Diktani Goverako, that really it's that this Maase Beitin is when we speak, only when there was a written one. So we're proving over here that if it isn't a ketubah, you can't actually claim it. Right? Day Kanami says, we can see a diuk in the Lashon that it's only Diktani Goverako. Here might be Shlomo de Katavla, Hanu Katani Goverako. If it's written, so we understand. Eliyah might de Lo Katavla. You're going to tell me when it wasn't written, there wasn't a ketubah. So what do you mean, ma govet akol? What does it mean, govet akol? Look at Rashi. Me'achar shelo hitna'i ma'klum. Ma'ot, it wasn't written. So what does it mean, kol? Kol means in addition to the 100 or 200. We can accept that a woman who hasn't got a written ketubah can claim what Beit is entitled to on the basis of a ketubah. The only time she's entitled to it extra is if it's written. What does it mean, diktat gove et akol? She claims everything means the 200 or the 100 plus extra. That implies that there was a ketubah, written ketubah. If there wasn't a ketubah, then she can't. What does kol mean? Kol means what Beit Din will give you. Right? Klum ma'o tosefet, right? So manu matai would eat like. So that's what comes up over here. That basically, it's in Mark Hashisha. That's all we can prove. And he says, "Ve'elam in the time of Rav Chiya bar Abi, when Rav Chiya he made quotes of the Agamon Yevamot, says Rav Chiya bar Abi taught us Ishto Arusa, Ishto. What Ishto? Ishto. We'll see in a moment. All these things apply to him. But Arusa, if they're only betrothed, then lo onen velo mitamela. There's no din of aninut. He's part of mitzvahs, etc. Look at Rashi. Ain't aninut chala lovely should achidat kochim if the kohen. He can still eat kochim. Velo mitam if the kohen. He can't go and bury her. Rashi says, kohen udichtiv ki'im l'shero v'hainu ishto. It says, only shero, who can come and tell me to the seven relatives, right? To his mother, to his father, to his unmarried sister, to his brother, to his son, his daughter, and his wife. Those are the seven people that a kohen's allowed to become tamei to. A kohen God will call him to come to any of those. So that was the case of Aaron. Remember Aaron when he said when Nadav Avihu died, Aaron didn't he carried in kochim. He doesn't need the Bet HaMikdash. But all other kohanim can be metamei to those seven people. But it's only your wife, Ishto, not Arusato, not his betrothed. V'chein hi lo nenet v'lo mitamei lo. Now even though the din is no din of a kohenet that she can't become tamei. But she doesn't own it. These things didn't understand. When it says here, "Lo mitame lo," she doesn't have to deal with his funeral even. Meta enu yosha. If she dies, doesn't even inherit her. Meitu. If he dies, gove ketubata. So yeah, he says Rabbi Chia. We see that yeah, even if it's an arusa, she gets her ketuba. So maybe deal with the katavla. Maybe it's only was a written ketuba. We said that the katavla. Remember, if it's only written, then what's a chidush? She says now because meta. The Gemara says we needed to teach us a din over here that when she dies, he doesn't yoresh him. We might have thought that even if there was a written ketubah, she wouldn't get it, right? She does get it. So bottom line is, at the moment we're holding, and we haven't proven anywhere in the world, not from any Tanaic source up until a Braita or a Mishnah, that an Arusa gets a written ketubah. Correct? Everybody with me on that? This understanding.
And if he dies, does he inherit what she has?
If he dies, no.
He dies.
The Mishnah says here, imeta, v'chein hi lo nevlo mita, meta, if she dies, eino yorsha. He doesn't inherit her. It's written in the Mishnah.
Arusha.
The Arusha, meta, if she dies, eino yorsha. He doesn't inherit her. Mate, who, if he dies, Gova ketubah tash, get to ketubah. But that's all. But there wasn't maybe the Kabbalah that written it. It was not. In the Kabbalah, my man, there would have been a chidush. Says, no, Meita and Yoshe is Trichalei. The chidush is that even though he doesn't yoresh her and she doesn't yoresh at him, she still gets a ketubah. But bottom line is, there's no written source of Yafa ketubah. So now, Abai, let's go back for a moment to yesterday. So Abaye said, you know what did Abaye say? Abaye said, what's the big deal here? Maybe Makom she'en ketubah kotvin askim. So when there isn't a ketubah. When there is a ketubah, if she wrote a ketubah, perfect. If not, didn't write a ketubah. And then Abaye said, Amar Abaye, love mil tehida ami. You know, it's actually wrong what I'm saying. You know, that's Makom she'en ketubah, because there must be a written ketubah. But now we see that from this point, there isn't a written ketubah. So why did Abaye change his mind? Why did Abai change his mind? Abai said, no, it must be because there is a ketubah. There isn't a ketubah. We haven't seen any proof that there's a ketubah. So what was Abai changing? The Gemara says, Ela Abaya, what was Abaya's issue? Mi gufa de matnitin kahadarbe. He actually, the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah we speak about over here, I think, is that Mishnah where Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ava, Rabbi Yochanan, the Lord Mishnah, Tainu Izor, when he said to Rabbi Yochanan, isn't that a Mishnah? And he quotes the Mishnah, the fourth lines of yesterday's Yud Zar Amud Bet. Hotzia get v'eini mo ketubah. He slips out a get and there's no ketubah. She comes to the Yorshim. Nonetheless, go back ketubah time even though there's no ketubah. She only got a get. That's the Mishnah. So from the Mishnah itself, Abaye realized that he's got to change his mind over here. That it's not only if there's a written Mishnah. Why? Disakadat makom she'en kotvin ketubah skinan. The get hainu ketubah ta. Because if you want to think maybe it's only where there aren't ketubot written. And there, in such a circumstance, the get is the ketubah. So he said, what do you mean? I to get mana matayim ketubah? As the get got written into the get, you're entitled to 100 or 200? No. That's the ketubah we're speaking about. It's not in the get. So v'chita mekevan de takin rabbanan nemigvela. Therefore, command the ketubah dami. You're going to tell me that, no, maybe since chamim metakein, that a woman's entitled to claim her money irrespective, liton levelame parati. Then the husband could just say, but what do you want? I paid. We're going into a bit of a spiral over here, because ever you look at it, make up your mind. If there's no get, and if there's no ketubah, it's only the get, it's not written in the get, the money. How do you actually start with the get? Oh, because Beit Din allow you to claim the money. But if it's only because Beit Hillel claimed the money, then the husband can say, I paid you. The Gemara said, maybe you're going to say no. If there's no proof that he paid, if he paid her the money, you should have torn up the ketubah, torn up the get. She said, well, I don't understand, but Amalan lo shavaktan, he could say to me, she didn't leave me the get. Why? Because she said, but I need the get to get married again. How will I get married a second time if I haven't got a get in my hands? Right, you know, when you come to Beit Din, so they have today, Rabbanut, for example, two people have to come and give an Eidut on Ravakut. You know that, right? It's called Eidut Ravatudat Ravakut. You've got to either your rabbi or Eidim. I don't know how it works in other places, but yeah, I know. Often I've been called to the Beit Din here to ask parents, families that their kids are getting married, would you come and give Eidut that my son's a Ravak? Now, if either he's got Tudat Ravakut, or he's got to bring a get. I've got to bring a get, so that way that they're divorced. So you get, I was going to get married.
Why isn't the chazaka that somebody's... I know they do that, but thinking about it, isn't the chazaka that the person is single?
It's a good question. I never thought of that before. Because why do we assume that the guy was married and he's a ravakut? I don't know. It's a good question, but they don't rely on that chazaka, which is quite interesting.
Why should there be a chazaka?
Because why should a young guy be married?
People from the day they're born, they're single until they get proved that they get
exactly
married.
The chazok is what the current situation is. The average person until they get married.
People need more than that for chazok.
Why? If you see me walking with my kids in the street, if you see me walking, I've got five sons. Okay, I'm walking with five of them in the street. Okay, well now they're a little bit old. Let's say 10 years ago, when the oldest was 18, are you gonna have any of them married?
But there is, what is the cutoff date? What is the cutoff age?
I don't know. So the Chuppah
says
the Mishnah. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, I'm not talking about a 40-year-old. I'm saying, but let's say.
But that's there's one law for everybody.
But I'm saying, okay, but I mean, but put it this way. It's a good question. It's a question. It's a question.
But when the Gemara was asking, what's the relevance of whether he was married or not?
What should have he was married or not? Because you get married a second time. Okay, but the woman, the Gemara over here is talking about...
When the Gemara was written before...
No, I'm agreeing with you. In the Gemara time, before Rabbeinu Chayrim, before Rabbeinu Gershom, you say, and the problem wasn't him. But yeah, we know, but I'm just comparing that. Uh-huh. It's not the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing a woman. And Rabbeinu Gershom didn't affect women. Women couldn't get married a second time irrespective before after Rabbeinu Gershom. We're talking about men. Uh-huh. And yeah, we're talking about the woman. Agreed, 100%. The Gemara is in line with everything you're saying. I just brought that as an example that today the Rabbanut asked for to Dr. Ravakut. And, Shmonash, as I said already said, Shmonash and the Chuppah. So maybe over Shmonash. I don't know. Anyhow, I don't know. No. It's all good theories. You know what? Please, Neder, I asked for a deal.
As of 2021, 25% of 40-year-olds in the United States have never been married.
Okay,
so there we are. So the majority are married.
Are married. Right? Okay, so 40-year-olds.
Well, were married at one time.
But what about 25-year-olds?
Right.
Look at 25-year-olds.
I don't know. Okay.
Okay, we're good. Okay. So he says...
Is that a chazaka from Google? That's the question.
Oh, David. Is that a have I mean a David? Right. So so he should have said to him then, the reason why I've told this get, I write on the back of it and say, it's not because it's a puzzle get, I'm just writing on the back, I'm tearing the get, and writing on the back of the get, this is a perfectly good get, right? But I tore it so that she can't come and claim the money again. What are you talking about? I took all the mikveh bebebed. You know, it says in the end of the malachis, it's all very nice what you're saying, but bottom line, not every get, every transaction of this kind is done in Beit Din, where the people understand and the aidim, and say, obviously it's done in the house, the private house, and we can't get control. So really, that was what troubled Abaya more than anything else, that it can't just be in a place where there is a get, or where there is a ketubah, under all circumstances, a person can gove their ketubah even if it wasn't written or even if it was written. And bottom line, he seems to accept what Rabbi Yochanan said, right? That Ma'ase Beit Din, that was the whole thing over here. Ma'ase Beit Din, when Rabbi Yochanan said at the end of the previous Amud, Rabbi Yochanan had toin achar Ma'ase Beit Din lo amar klum. right? If you challenge Maaseh Beitin, the Ketubah's Maaseh Beitin, we ignore you, unless they aid him, obviously, right? Then it wouldn't work. Okay, new Mishnah. Matzakit and Nashi Veshukhir Avanim Datiki Matna Veshomim. This is before we read the Gemara, a couple of this Mishnah. We saw this Mishnah on Yud Gimel, there were 5 days ago. We saw this Mishnah already, right? That a person found a get or a get for Avadim or a Datiki. A Datiki is like a particular, that this asset is specifically is securing a certain debt, or a Matana or a Shamatana or receipts. How is it all Yachzi? God tried to return them. Why? Shani Omer. Ktubin hayu, the guy wrote them, whoever it was, v'nim lachalem shlolet nan, in the end changed his mind not to give them. Therefore, don't give them. I think I mentioned it before. I might have told you about it. There was a movie, a series called Letters. You ever see them once, years and years ago, about the American Postal Services, like how reliable they are. Under all circumstances, letters always make their way home. Okay? So he says, the timer, the Gemara says, diuk over here, v'nim lachalem nan. That's only because the guy didn't decide to choose it. Ha, Amar, but if you found it and you show now the get to the guy's name is to the husband, he says, give it to her. Tanan, Tanu, give it to them. Not him. You give. And what's the Mishnah say? The Diukavia and the Gemara says, the Diukavia is Va'afilu Lizman Meruba. It appears from here that even if this is a long time afterwards, there wasn't immediate, like within a day or two afterwards, a couple of months or a long time later, you found it, you still give it. In other words, there's no prescription for Raminu. And the Gemara, we'll see in a moment, the Gemara later on, Amud Bet, will understand that the person asking the Kashi over here is Rabbah. Okay, just remember that. We're going to see, we're going to understand that it's Rabbah. Because we're going to see Razvil in the following, Amud ask a similar question from another source, and the Gemara asks, Hak doesn't agree with Rabbah. So from there, we see that the Gemara over here understands that who's asking the question at the moment, it's Rabbah talking. Right, it's Raminu. And we're going to steer from a brighter, from another Mishnah. Sorry, another Mishnah. Right, this is another Mishnah in Masechet Gittin. This is a Mishnah in Masechet Gittin. Hamevi get, it's also a Mishnah. Hamevi get va'avad himenu. So a shaliach bring a get and lost the get. Mitzao, if he found the get la'altar immediately. Right, what does la'altar mean exactly? How quickly is immediately? I'm not sure. Look at Rashi. Rashi says mitzao la'altar. Hatan in Gittin kavzai mefarish kedei she ta'avor shayara. Then they explain, what does it mean, altar? It was in enough time that the carriage, the convoy, that came to town, right? It wasn't enough time for another convoy to arrive. So let's say, for example, take it in our time, you know, there's a train leaving Beit Yoshua at 7:05 and at 7:35 and at 7 and 8:05 and at 8:35, every half an hour there's a train leaving. So within that half an hour, you'd be okay. If it was an hour later, there'd be another train could have come up. If somebody else's train, then it fell off. Okay, that's the idea. But yeah, it wasn't every hour. The Shara could have come maybe once a day, once a week, whatever the case was. So if Avadim in Matzola Altar, Kasher, Imlav, Pasu. So there's a stira. Because from our, the diuk in our Mishnah seems to imply that when the husband says you give my wife the get, it makes no difference how long it was. Yet this Mishnah over here in Gittin says, if a Shliach bought a get, and he found the get, the get's only good, immediately, between the Shayarot. Not for every long one. That's a big steer. Everybody, question clear, right? The diuk in our Mishnah implies there's no time limit. And the Mishnah we speak from Gittin implies that there's a time limit. So Amar Rabba, who asked the question, answers the question. And he said, Lo kashia, kan makom she'ashayarot mitzuyot, kan makom she'anashayarot mitzuyot. So he says, answer number one, says Rabba, the first tonight would be, when do we say that it can take a long time and the get's still a good get? If it's a place where they aren't frequented by convoys and carriages and caravans, etc., that are causing a lot of traffic. And the place where it's only altar immediately is a place where it's a pretty busy place. Another possibility could be, one would be like in the Tachana Merkazit, in the main bus station. Another would be like in Tel Mond, where there's a bus every couple of hours. Okay, there we go, idea. And now the rabbi himself seems to qualify this or limit this even further. He says, and even in a busy place, you found it in the bus station, it still wouldn't pass all the get immediately. Unless you knew for a fact that in that same town, there were two people with the same name and two wives. In other words, because what's a concern then? That you might not be this guy, might be the other guy. So if we know for a fact that there aren't two guys in that town with the same name, and it's a place where they aren't frequenting buses, it's okay, the get's got a life, a longer life. If there are two people, right, and it's a and a frequent traffic place, then we can't give the get back because the get might be another person and it might be from somebody else who dropped it, etc. Anybody with me? He says, the ilo taimach, you have to say this, says the Gemara. It says, Rabbi, why? Well, the Gemara says it now. Look at Rashi. Ilo taimachi, the Rabbi tarti baye. Look at the very first wide lines of Rashi. If you don't say the Rabbi needs two tnaim, right, then we've got a problem. Why? Then kashyad Rabbi to Rabbi. Then we have a steerer within Rabbi. The tan dahu kita, right? And the Gemara quotes over here a story. Right, this is on daf kaf, we're sitting in two daf tam, but from Gittin kaf, you all remember the story in a second. Everybody here learned Gittin, right? Everybody here learned Gittin. So we'll see it in a second. Dahu gita di ishtakach beit din at Rav Huna. Rav Huna, there was a get that was found in Rav Huna's beit din. Rashi said, "Makom shiyoshev v'dan," where he was badading. And look at Rashi. Mitoch she'akor regidin etzlo ladun. Rav Huna was a big dayan. We know that, right? He was a gadol ador, and his beit din would be a very busy place. So havelei b'kamakom ashayarot mitzot shan. That could be considered a place as if it was frequented by a lot of people. Shayarot were always there, busy place. The beit din of Rav Huna. So the get was found in Rav Huna's Beit Din. So we said the Rabbah needs two tnaim, right? One that in order for it to be pasul, has to be in a busy place, and we have to know the two guys with the same name, correct? So a busy place, we've already got that. We've established this is a busy place. Okay? And now this star was found, right? The Hava Katuv Bay Beshvire Mata, in the place called Shviri, in the town of Shviri. The Arachis Nahara, on the mountains of Nahara, and Amar Rav Huna, and what did Rav Huna paskin? Rav Huna said, Chai Shinan Lishnei Shviri. Rav Huna is not concerned about two people of the same name, he's concerned with a place, there's two towns both called Shviri. Now you've got Frankfurt and Frankfurt, there are two Frankfurts in Germany. There's Frankfurt on Main, and there's another Frankfurt, what's the thing, second Frankfurt's called. But there are two Frankfurts, right? It's not uncommon, right? So in Germany, I'm not talking about like in South Africa, you've got a town that you got a similar Newcastle. In England, you've got Newcastle. And in America, you've got
two Washingtons in America.
Yeah, but one's Washington State, one's Washington, D.C.
Yeah, but okay,
you know what? Yeah, okay. I accept that. Right, that's a good one. Chashina Shnei Shviri. Va'amalei Rav Chisda l'Rabba, and Rav Chisda, not Rav Huna, Rav Chisda, right? He was Rav Rabba's colleague. Right, they were the youngsters. They were like the junior clerks in Rav Huna's Beit Din. So Amar Rav Chisda Rabba, and Rabba was obviously the more senior one. He says, "Puk Anbe, go have a look into this. Right, go look at this. Remember this is the sugi and gittin." He says, "Go check in his wife, because Leruta by Minacha Rav Huna. Rav Huna's going to come and ask you tonight what you think. So go do some research now, so you're ready, because Rav Huna's concern is that we're going to worry about two shviris. Now, what did we see? Rabba's concern was." Rabbi's concern wasn't two shviris. Rabbi's concern was two
names.
Two names, two of the same people. And Nafak Dak Vashkach, he went, he did research. Right? And he saw found the Mishnah. Right? We saw this Mishnah already in Daf Tet Zayin. Ko Maaseh Beit Din Harezeh Yachzir. Any Maaseh Beit Din, we give back a Maaseh Beit Din. V'ha Beit Din et Rav Huna Dechi Makom Shasharot Metzuyot Dami. And what do we see? And we know that Rav Huna's Beit Din was a very busy place. And Rabbi said, give the star back. How can you give the star back? I'll be concerned. That's the star the guy didn't want to use it. He said, no, give it back. So we see that Rabbi didn't care about two towns of the same place. All Rabbi cared about was that there'd be two people with the same place. So there weren't two people in the same place, even though the Shayarot was a busy place and the star could have fallen out of somebody else's pocket. He wasn't concerned, give the star back. Right? Alma I Huchsakushna Yosef and Shimon in. We see that Rabbi only wanted two names. And Elo Loy, if they aren't the two the same name, not a problem. Give the star back. So Rabbi, that's why the Gemara proves that Rabbi was, when did Rabbi say we don't give the star back? If Shairot Mitsuyot Shama and the two people in the same town with that name. If we haven't got one of those conditions, the star is a good star, give it back. Everybody with me?
Can you pick it? Hold on, give it back to the woman.
To the man or the woman who ever lost it. So they lost it, I suppose.
Wow, that's a big difference.
You're right. If it's a get, you give it to the woman. Correct. Agreed. Give it to the woman. Right.
But we know from Gittin that you need witnesses to witness the writing of the will.
Okay, well, it's a get mekuyam. Let's solve that problem. Okay. So Avad okay. Rabba Uvda. And the Gemara says that Rabba actually paskin alocha lemase. The Rasha takes it out, but we can read the lines about who Gittin is. There was a Gittin was found. Beit Kitne de Pumpadita Keshmaite. In the Beit Kitne, in the cotton plantations or the cotton market, right, of Pumpadita. Exactly like he said, Kishmate. Look at Rashi there, Kishmate. Debain Antarti, we need two conditions to postulate. Vacha Charehu, Dahavai Veishrein. Here's only one, because Beit Kitne seems to be a busy place, but there wasn't a chashash of two people, so you got to get back. Now, the Gemara wants to explain, we know we need two cases. So I said, obviously, there weren't two people in the same name, it was a busy place. So the Gemara says, Ikad Amri Hecha de Mezavne Kitna. Some say it was a place where you buy and sell cotton, a cotton market. Rashi says the shayrot mitzuyot sham lavol liknot. People come there to buy, and va'ahadres. Rashi gave with the get back. Why? Mishum d'lohuch sekushna Yosef in Shimon ve'ir shenichtaba v'loch hashin lomai yeshir achet sheshma v'kazu. Interesting, eh? Rashi throws in here the extra chashash of Rav Huna that there weren't either two people of the same name, or he wasn't. There weren't two towns named the same place, which is interesting. That's what Rashi throws in over here. We didn't see it in the Gemara. Right, v'hu shelo huchzaku, afagad eshchichin shayart, even though they were shayarot there. V'kedami, and some say, no, hecha detaru kitna, v'afagad huchzaku, delo shichin shayarot. No, this is not a place where you buy the cotton. This is a place, detaru kitna, b'mei ha-mishre. They mashru, there's a soaking place. Shalom, it was found in the factory, not in the market. U'mai kishmaite, what do Rashi says? What do you mean Rashi, when the Gemara says kishmaite, like Rabbi Paskin? Nonetheless, even though there were two people the same day in that place, he still gave it back to her. It wasn't a busy place. So either it was a busy place and there weren't two people that name, or it was a factory in the back, a smelly place. Nobody goes there. We know that when they soak all the stuff, then nobody goes in those places, right? It was a smelly place. They would be there, but they, and even though there were two people, he still gave it back. So Rava needed two people and a busy place. Everybody with me? Right. Okay, that was Rabbah. Now Rabbi Zaira, Rabbi Batitina Brighton Mishai. Rabbi Zaira, he has a stira on that same Mishnah. Remember, Rava asked for the Mishnah. And he asked the Mishnah on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Matzah Gitin Ashimish Rabbim Lo Yachs, you don't give back the husband, give it back. And the diuk was even over a very long period of time. And the Rabbah brought a Mishnah in Gittin, which said that only if it's immediate. And we said, no, Rabbis, what's the difference? One, it depends if there are people or there aren't people, busy but not busy place. And the Gemara threw in an extra rider that Rabbah also needed to know that there were two people of the same name, otherwise it wasn't a problem. Rabbi Zaira has a similar kasha, but he, Rabbi Bat Nitin, a brighter umashani. He asks a kasha from a brighter on that Mishnah and answers it. Right? And he's just the Mishnah is done. Maybe get for Avadimena. So the Mishnah we saw a moment ago, the same Mishnah that Rabbi brought from Gittin, I maybe get for Avadimena and got lost. Metzol Atal, if you found it immediately, Kasher, im lo pasu. And now he asks a Kasher on that Mishnah from a brighter. For Amini, he brings a brighter over here. Rather, this is a brighter also in Masach Gittin. Matzah get Ishabashuk. If you found a get in the marketplace, when the husband admits that it's his, that he gave the get to the woman, here you see that David, Yachzir Isha, give it back to the woman. So you're right, that's the deal, give it to the woman. And the husband doesn't agree, you don't give it back to the woman. Neither to the husband or to the wife. Ketani miyat, what do we see in the brighter? Bisman Shabbal Modeh, Yachzir Isha, you give back to the wife. Va'afilu Lezman Meruba. So you can see the same question that Rabbah asked, right? Rabbah asked from a Mishnah in Gittin on our Mishnah in Baba Metzia. Rabbi Zaira asked exactly the same question, but he brought a brighter to ask a question on that Mishnah, which Rabbah uses the question on our Mishnah. Are you following me? Remember, Rabbah, we had our Mishnah and Rabbah brought a Mishnah in Gittin. Rabbi Zaira used the same Mishnah in Gittin, but and he brought a brighter. In other words, he asked the question the other way around. Our Gemara, we had the Mishnah, and we made a diuk in the Mishnah, even the Zman Meruba. And Rabbi said, well, we got a Mishnah in Gittin, which says, only immediately, La'altar. Rabbi Zaira brought the Mishnah of Rabbis in Gittin, which said, La'altar, and then brought a bright in Gittin, which implied Zman Meruba. Okay? But the same question, the other way around, one rabbi asks a mishnah from a mishnah, and Rabbi Zera asks a brighter on a mishnah. So, Umeshani, now he answers. How does Rabbi Zera answer? Umeshani, kan b'makom sha'asharot metzuyot. Depends if the caravans are there, b'kam makom sha'asharot metzuyot. So Rabbi Zera, in the meantime, only says what do we need, what are the conditions to give it back immediately, that it mustn't be a busy place. He doesn't bring that extra rider of rabbis, that rabbi needs two conditions. So the Gemara says, and some say that Rabbi Zera agrees with Rabbi Shimon, with Rabbi as well, that he needs a second condition. Then when don't you return the get, if we know there's another guy there with the same name, behind the rabbi, and then he's exactly in parallel with rabbi, there's no argument with him and rabbi. They both of you need two conditions. Vikadamri, and some say, no, even if it's a busy place and we don't know that there are two guys there, you already can't give it back to Rabbi Zera. Why? Because Rabbi, he's more machmir than Rabbi. Because Rabbi would say, even if it's a busy place, only if you know there are two Yosefs, Ben Shimon, in the same town, you can't give it back. Rabbi Zera would say, according to the second opinion, no, even if there aren't two Yosefs, Ben Shimon, as long as it's a busy place, we're already good enough not to give it back. Okay? So two things to know about Rabbi Zera. One, he asked a similar question to Rabbi from a different source. And the second thing is, he might agree or he might not agree. They agree on the Shayarot, but they don't agree on the second condition. So the Gemara says, now, Bishlom, Rabbi, we understand. So now the Gemara's implicit question is as follows. How come Rabbi asked the Kashia from, sorry, keep you awake, Rabbi. How come Rabbi asked the Kashia from Gittin on Nezikin from Mishnah to Mishnah? And Rabbi Zera asked a question from a brighter to a Mishnah. So why did Rabbi use the same as Rabbi Zera? We see, we understand. Bishlom Rabbi, right? I said earlier on Rabbi Zvid. I meant Rabbi Zera. Did I say Rabbi Zvid earlier? I think I said Rabbi Zvid. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, if I did, I might have said Rabbi Zera, right? So Bishlom Rabbi, lo amar Rabbi Zera. Instead, Rabbi never said like Rabbi Zera. Matnitin alibe le'elakshuya. Because he preferred asking a kashya from a Mishnah to a Mishnah. Look at Rashi over here. This is quite an amazing Rashi. In fact, you know what? Even if you don't follow the Rashis, read this Rashi. It's a beautiful Rashi. There's a lot of insight in this Rashi. Look what Rashi says. The Mishnah is stronger to ask kashyas from. Why? It says, Mishum dehi ikar. It's almost like the middle of the Rashis. Look at above the middle of the Rashis. He says, V'yesh teima kashe mesuteret zo et zo. He says, because Mishnahs personally are the ikar, source of learning. And it's normally quite, it's a question, why does one Mishnah contradict the other Mishnah? V'tzarich lechazer shit yashvut. If we're going to make a real effort to try and reconcile these Mishnahs. Did I just freeze? Right? The ilu brighter, if the brighter that contradicts the Mishnah, it's a big deal. Yesh tomar, any car is not such a big deal. It's not the main source, and a brighter, according to the car. And therefore, Rebbe Losha, that's why Rebbe didn't teach the brighters. Rabbi Chia Minayin, Losha, if Rebbe didn't teach the brighter, where did Rabbi Chia get it from? Rabbi Chia is wrong. So when Rabbi asked a Mishnah on a Mishnah, we understand why he's worrying about a Mishnah on a Mishnah. That's why Rabbi didn't ask like Rabbi Zaira. Right? Look at the Matin Alime, Laiksha, El Rabbi Zaira. My timer, Lo Amar Karaba. But our real question is, why didn't Rabbi Zaira learn a Karaba? Why did he go looking for a brighter when he had a Mishnah to ask on a Mishnah? So Gemara says, Rabbi Zaira would answer, Amalach, Mi Ketani Ha Amar Tnu Notnin Vafilizman Meruba. Because remember, what was Rabbi's? Rabbi interpolated the Mishnah. Rabbi made a deal with the Mishnah. Go back to Amud Aleph, Yud Chet. Our Mishnah said, Matzah gave Nashim Shukra Avadim Dekar, he said to Arel Yachzi. You don't give it back. Maybe he didn't change his mind. And then Rabbi said, Taimed Denim Nachritan, Ha'amar Tnu Noten. Vafuduz Mamaruba. If he said, give it back, give it back, even a long time. Where did you get that from? That if a husband says, give it back, you give it back, even if it was a long period of time. How do you know that? Where did you get that from, Rabbi? In other words, what Rabbi Zera is saying to Rabbi is, Rabbi, if you were just quoting Mishnah for Mishnah, word for word, I'd agree with you. But your whole question is based on an interpolation, a diuk in the Mishnah. It's not what the Mishnah says. Where me, Rabbi Zera, I've got a brighter which says Aleph and a Mishnah which says Aleph, and it's a clear steer. I don't have to start adding words in. That's what he says. That's what he says. Rabbi Zera, my time, I'm Rabbi. I'm Aleph. Me, Katani,
Ha, Ma, Tnu, Rotten. There's no rule about brighter versus Mishnah. Mishnah's more acceptable because it was accepted into the.
Well, that's what the Gemara was saying. That's why Rabbi said, "I don't have to learn Rabbi Zaira because my Masorah is that a Mishnah has a higher higher hierarchy, yes, right, is higher than the brighter." Alima, Alima, it's a stronger, it's got more source. It's in the hierarchy of things, it's a higher source. Why are you going to brighten? So Rabbi says to me, Rabbi, you're right. If you had found a Mishnah and a Mishnah that were word for word contradicting each other, I'd agree with you. But your contradiction here is created because of your interpretation of the Mishnah. So it was written in the Mishnah. Maybe you're wrong. Maybe the Mishnah isn't the im amar tnu lo, even after a long period of time. And your
so
Mishnah.
We would agree that if it was directly on point, a Mishnah is stronger than a Braita.
Absolutely. Yeah. Rabbi Zay would agree. If your Mishnah was what you said your Mishnah was, your Mishnah was saying. In other words, the Mishnah isn't what you're saying the Mishnah is. You're making things up in a nice way of speaking, right? I imagine you said it was much covered. Tilma ha amar, maybe this is what the Mishnah is. Tnu notnim. Maybe you're right that if he says give it, you give it. But ulolam kida kaimran altar. It only have to be now. Where do you get this merubah from? Right? So that is the discussion that we'll be looking at Rashi here. Ulolam kida kaimran kishe nimtzen altar. Ve'im lav pasul, not pasul. Shema eno shel zeh. Ava brighter. But with a brighter looking Rashi, you can't respond to that. The kaimran, the tanev ahead here. The brighter says straight out, yachzir le'isha. Because wait a second, you know what? I wasn't 100% accurate. Because even Rabbi Zaira's brighter. So I mean, Matzaki Isha Bashuk, Bisman Shabal Modi, Yachri Isha, and Abal Modi, Lose. He says, Tani Miyat, Bisman Shabal Modi, Yachri Isha, Filu Zman Meruba. Even Rabbi Zaira added in the words, Lizman Meruba, after a period of time. So Rabbi Zaira responds and says, even though my brighter, that doesn't write the words after a long period of time, and I added in a long period of time, but at least acknowledge that my brighter says, right, bisman shabal mode yachzir leisha, you give back to the woman, and there's no limit that only has to be today. So therefore, he said the kavan the tanim hedya yachzir leisha havleli fluge by the altar by the zman meruba the Lord dami lemanitin. It should have made a distinction if it was different. It should have said now, but it didn't. Right? Umidukia havedayik yachzir echedamat nu the kavan the Lord tani yachzir lo havleli fluge. But the Mishnah doesn't even say yachzir. The Mishnah just says, what does the Mishnah say in Rabbis? It said, Harezi lo yachzir. And the brighter said, right, the Mishnah says, lo yachzir. My brighter says, yachzir. So there's place to say that it's not limited in time. So it seems like Rabbi Zaira is most like this. Mind, I'm a Rabbi Zaira. So now, we say, Inkit Amri Afagav de lo huchzaku lo nehedar, right? Upik Rabbi. So according to the person who says, Leman da Amar, Le Rabbi Zeri, Makom Shavot Mutsuyot, Afagav shlo huchzaku, Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, Upik Rabbi, but my Kibit Upik Rabbi. So now according to, we said that there are two ways of learning Rabbi Zeri. We discussed why they've got different sources. But let's go back now to actual understanding. We said there are two ways of explaining Rabbi Zeri. The one way of explaining Rabbi Zeri is that he argues with Rabbi, and he only needs Shayarot. And if they're Shayarot, we don't care that we haven't got two Rabbi Yosef, you still can't give it back. What's their machloket? Right? But Mike, why are they arguing? Why does Rabbi say you need two conditions to asur the get? And Rabbi Zari says one's good enough. He says, Rabbi Sabah Diktani, Ko Maase Beitin Reza Yachzit. Shechav Beitin Askin. And Rabbi says, no. Because the rule is, Ko Maase Beitin, any star that is, or any din that comes around as a result of Beitin, you give it back. Right? Yachzir. And the ishtakach bebeitin askin. We talk about a case of here. What was the case you're speaking about here? Where it was found in Rav Huna's beitin. Therefore, it's found in beitin. And according to that, Rabbi will say, ubebeitin kemakom shayarot metzuyot. That beitin is a place where shayarot metzuyot is a busy place. People go to beitin. Therefore, if it's found in vahu shehuchzaku, right? So he says over here, it's found in Beitin. It's found in Beitin. So he says, because it was found there, it's already Shayarot, and therefore Rabbi says, only the Huchzuk. Rabbi Zera Amar Lach, Mi Ketani Komase Beitin to Beitin. He doesn't even hold with that original principle of Rabbi that says, a Maase Beitin that's found in Beitin, Ko Maase Beitin Yachzir Ketani. It doesn't say a Maase Beitin where it was found in Beitin. It says Ko Maase Beitin. Ulelam Dishkach Abrai. And we always speak about where it's found outside Beitin. So this is the original. The first Machloket Aviyah is When it says Maaseh Beit Din, does it mean found, that it was found in Beit Din? And therefore, if it was found in Beit Din, it's a busy place. And therefore, by if we're going to say it was found in Beit Din, it's already to begin with a busy place. And therefore, only if there's another Rabbi Yosef, will you not give it back? Rabbi Zaira says, no. Where does it say Maaseh Beit Din in Beit Din? It says Maaseh Beit Din. Even if it was found outside Beit Din. Look at Rashi over here. It says, Yishchar Brai, she'ein ashot mitzuyot. We're speaking about a case of the star wasn't found in Beit Din. And honestly, I'm not sure. But I'm not stopping now. I'm confused, but I'm carrying on. Second answer. The second answer, where Adim said we never signed the star. Beit Din say we only signed one star on Yosef and Shimon. In other words, there's no possibility of another star, Shimon. But if there was, they wouldn't give it back. There was Iyachi. What's the chidush? I understand. What's the Isla Chilush? What's the Chilush? Mari, what would we have thought? Lechus Dilma Itrame Shema Keshem of Adim Ka'adim. Right? You might think, these Adim never signed a star of a Yosef ben Shimon, another one. But maybe there's another Yosef ben Shimon, and the other Adim with the same name as these Adim, and they did sign another star. He says, Kamash, on that far-fetched scenario, we don't worry about. Rav Ashi gives a third answer. Amar Kagonda Ka'amar Nekev Yeshbo Betzad Ot Ploni. Rav Ashi gives a third answer. What's the difference between the two of them? Where the guy gives a sign and he says there's a hole in the star next to the name on this guy. Vedavka Betzad Ot Ploni. And specifically on the letter, the particular letter, there's the hole. Aval Nekev Amar, if it was the stomach in a hole, it wouldn't be good. Why? Rav Ashi Mesapra. Rav Ashi got a suffix. Im Simanim Idoraita Rabbanan. Or Simanim Rabbanan Udoraita. Right? Rabbi Bar Rav Chana. And he gives a story over here. Rabbi Irkis like Gita Ben Mishrashi, he was a shaliach, and he bought a gate and lost the gate. And Amar Isimana, so he says itli begave it beit ana. So he lost the gate over here in the Beit Midrash. And Rabbi Barbachana, right? He says to the Beit Midrash, he asks a question. He says, if this guy's got a siman, right, which is not an absolute perfectly siman, would we use it or not? Or is it itli ana? Maybe the guy can recognize the writing of the star of the scribe. So it labor gave. I do it and can't give it back to him. So my lawyer Dani Mishum Siman, I do it and they gave back to me. So how much they gave back to me because of the Siman and some Siman were the right, and therefore we can give back the star. I Mishum to in it, I would because I've got just a good eye and I could identify this the software, the Dafka Tsubura Banan, because I'm a big time in Khom, but each problem they wouldn't give it back to him. Okay, so that's what we're in about here. Bottom line, a couple of answers. I must confess, I'm confused over here on this answer of Avraham. Please, God, tomorrow we'll clarify that. Okay, let's end this.